we are at the airport, it was our turn to hug each other. There it was the most difficult thing because it was repeating it to you. You can cry and look at the words. I told my children not to cry because it is delicate to cry at the airport in Venezuela, because if the girls cry, they fall in love with you and they know you are going to leave the country. Then they put a lot of obstacles on you so that they don't leave. You cannot speak ill of the government. They will level you, they will remove you from the place, or they will not give you the attention you need. Ideology comes first. My children, for example, who are 17 and 22 years old, are not even guilty. They didn't even have the opportunity to vote for the government, and they are the ones who are experiencing the strongest consequences. The separation hurts a lot, and that first week, there were calls from my children asking me how much water I put on the rice. So dealing with that right was a terrible suffering. I consider that the Ecuadorian who has to see himself in the mirrors, not only in Venezuela, because there are other countries that have also led it towards socialism, and the results are still the same. Poverty, neglect, or destitution, naturally, politically, and make the best decision possible thinking about their children in that future that waits.